Blog Talk Radio.
It's your homeboy TTB, man. Tone the Bishop, man, live and direct, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying. We're going to be cooking, but today, you know what I'm saying, I got a dope guest coming through, you know what I'm saying, and a real official, very respected, you know what I'm saying, one of the best, you know what I'm saying, at what he does. So we're going to get into it with the homie Big Faison, you know what I'm saying. What's good, brother? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, just chilling, man. Thanks for coming through, man. You know what I'm saying, to catch you on the road, man. So how things going for you, though?
It's all good, man. Just, you know, it's all good. It's just a grind. That's it.
Sure enough, man. So for those that don't know, man, like, how long you been in the business?
Shit. How old are you?
I'm in my 30s, man. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah. About 30 years. So I probably started in 86. Yeah, 86.
Cool, man. So that's what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying, you coming in, you know what I'm saying, the 90s, and, you know what I'm saying, when we had, like, good music, and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of good shows out there, dope movies at that time, a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, and you to still be in the game, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying, what's one of your highlights?
Well, y'all look at it differently. Like, the whole thing is a highlight. It's just what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't sell dope. You know, I mean, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was good at this. So the whole thing is it's a marathon, not a track. I think the kids look at it different. Like, hey, that's why y'all burn. They burn out so quick because they do everything. It's like, niggas, you just gotta last for the rest of your life. So
right on.
The whole thing is a highlight. Even, you know, the if you're not doing nothing, but you know you're creating something, it's still a highlight. It's a way of life. Everything around me, I can look at everything around me and be like, I bought that because of I do what I do. If I go
right.
to Hawaii, it's because I did it. You know, I did it out of love. You understand what I'm saying? So
right on.
There is no. It's all good. It's, you know, it's like nothing all day long. It's like fulfilling everyone, you know, to fulfill your plans and everything in life. It's completely exhilarating. Is that
right?
What I said?
Hold up, man. Feel you, man, because you like one of the people, you know what I'm saying, one of the entertainers to do like various and multiple things, you know what I'm saying, on a different platform, man, and that's always been dope to me, you know what I'm saying. That's one thing that I always admired, that you just didn't stick with this. You always did something else, you know what I'm saying, which is dope, you know what I'm saying. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, so that's like real cold, man, because, you know, a lot of people really can't do that, but, you know what I'm saying, you executing your game and you doing it. And I know that you was in Ohio for the, you know what I'm saying, the Hall of Fame for Kenny Porter, man, and the boxing community. Like, how was that to be the host, man?
Oh, man, the Porters are fantastic, man. They're a phenomenal family. That was just, like I said, I mean, just to go there and hang out with them, and all we did was eat chicken and talk shit. You know, Ken Porter, Sean Porter, Kenny the Second. I mean, you know, Mr. Wade. You know, Stephon Barnes was there. It's just, you know, and you elevate yourself when you round the best. You see what I'm saying? They the best. And you know, I'm not a boxer, but you can learn from anybody who's the best at their game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Little by little things, whether it be what they're eating, how they're thinking, where they want next move. Because everybody don't think the same. And,
right.
Being around them, it was awesome, man. They, you know, I got to roast them. But it's hard to roast people when they good. You know, I can roast the Kardashians. So, that's easy. But, you know, when somebody good and they don't really be messing up, what you going to say? Y'all good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, hats off to Ken Porter and Sean Porter. You know, Kenny the Second, not Junior.
Straight up, man. So that's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? You kicking it with them and hosting and, you know what I'm saying, things like that, man. So tell us, man, what else you got coming up and what you got going on right now?
You'll see me on Blackish. Man, this is a bunch of shit, man. I don't know. It's just we just keep, you know. It's just like you see, I'm never wanting to be like, hey, I'm doing this and this and this. You just see, you know, you have it not just saw me. It's because, you know, I don't know, I think that's kind of corny to be like, you know, I'm going to do what I'll be doing. The stand-up shit is dope. I am excited about my stand-up CD coming out because everybody's doing a video. So I went to the other side and did a CD.
Uh-huh.
Fuck their video. So... I'm gonna do a video probably later though, but I released a CD. I think I'm Phase On Live. That I just, you know, we did that on our own first Doughboy Inc. So signed to a new what they call it booking company, Doughboy Inc.
Uh-huh.
And they're a production company too. So they put out this CD, which is cool. It's everything, man. I think we're going to do, like, I've never done my own television show, and I don't know what to do, because I don't know, you know, I don't even know if kids watch TV now. I don't know what they're doing. So that's part of the reason why I did Blackish, just to test the waters. I don't know what, you know, everything I see, it looks, you know, it's not my, you know, it's kind of tilted, you know.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out what, everything has fashion in it. I'm not fashion. You know, so.
I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I pretty much show you know what I'm saying, you'll figure it out and just get it popping, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you was on television with Robert Townsend, man, like, how was that, though?
Like, I was working dope. With him. That was back in when you had to have talent, you had to, you know timing, you had to have a lot of stuff back then. You had to be funny, you had to have talent, you had to be timing. Your own look, even. Like, there was nobody that looked like me on television. So,
right.
And I looked like a good part of America. So, it was like, yeah, about time somebody looked like us on TV. So, and talk like, you know, people that you're familiar with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, now it's more so robots. I don't know. You know, Love and Hip Hop. I don't know if people are onto that. I tried to watch it. I didn't get it because I could tell where, you know, like, you know, this dude was kissing this dude, and he said, "I'm gonna tell my family." I'm like, dude, you on TV? What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
It's five cameras in your face. What do you mean? I just tell your family. So it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? That's stupid. Like, people are really believing that this guy don't know how to tell his family. He's lobbing this dude down with six cameras in his face.
Seriously, man. I don't know, man. It's, I don't know, man. I just ain't on that. I mean, it's not even entertainment. I mean, they going for the shock value, I guess. I don't know,
To me, it's not even shocking because, I mean, you know, it's not shocking. I mean, you want to shock me? Pick up a book. I mean,
right.
That's not really shocking to me. So. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't know what the kids are looking at. I don't know what, you know, like, I don't know how they perceive me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they think I'm a big worm, I'm a guy from Elf, I'm a guy from Window, I'm a guy from Replacements. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But to me, they're all different characters. Like, I wanted to do cop show, and the executive told me, you know, that's why I'm gonna be like, fuck this motherfucker. He's like, well, cops, you know, they're, you know, if you look at all the cops on television, they all look like models.
All right.
But if you look at the first 48, they all look like me.
Straight up.
The real cops. You know what I'm saying? The ones out there really solving murders look like me, not the
right.
Dude with, you know, showing their hair and they taking their shirt off and like trying to solve crimes. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, so I kind of miss that Rock for Files type of stuff. And you know, back in, you know, I don't know if you know, you're too young to know about all that Rock for Files, but
Dannon, Cannon, Frank Cannon.
All that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, you never know, man. So, like, I this is what I know for a fact. You came in the game, you know what I'm saying, doing the Bebe Kids, you know what I'm saying, voice of Robin Harris. Like, how was that, though, going through that, you know what I'm saying, doing that right there after, like, when he kind of, like, passed away?
It was great because we all knew him and we were sad. It was, like, an honor that they thought I could pull it off. And that's kind of like, you know, that's, you know, the people still today don't know I did that. But that's like one of the highest compliments you can pay somebody Like, this lady was telling me that Robin did that. I said, no, I did it. She
right.
Was like, no, he did it. I was like, trust me, sweetheart, I guarantee you. So, you know, she looked it up and was like, well, what part did you do? I was like, all of it. It just blew her mind to just see her go through it. So, I mean, that was like the highest. I kind of wanted to be like, nah, I'm just going to Robin did. Just to let it. Just let it go on with it. But, you know, that's like the highest compliment somebody can give you, like, you know, because a lot of people don't understand what acting is. Not being yourself, it's being someone else. It's
uh-huh.
being a whole different character. So that's what they're not doing now. It's like, you know, just you know, people just being cool. That's the one thing I don't understand where, you know, so every black actor wants to be cool, whereas, like, nobody wants to be the goofy guy. Like, someone, one of these punk-ass DJs said something about Nick Cannon being goofy or something. I don't know the exact phrase, but he didn't like, you know, I was like, why can't Nick Cannon be goofy? I mean, who says he's got to be a gangster? I mean, that gangster shit is bullshit. Yeah,
right.
Most of the niggas is fake niggas anyway. They scared, got 33,000 bodyguards and shit around them. Most of that shit is bullshit. So, in reality, it's just you and God anyway. So, I mean, why can't he just be a goofy guy? What's wrong with him being a goofy comedian? I mean, the white boy can be goofy all day long. Well, he ain't no real white boy.
Right.
Nobody gonna ever say that one. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing we got to do is with that fake gangster. You know, because everybody want to be gangster, and they want to do this, and they ain't nobody gonna bust a grape, ain't gonna break a bag of glass. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Shut up. So that's something, man. But. Like, I mean, I respect Nick Cannon, what he's doing, because he's making his money, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing something, you know what I'm saying, he want to do, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty
saying.
Cool.
Like, why you gonna fight that? I mean, yeah, everybody can't be, you know, this kind of dude. Let him do that. Let him live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He doing something right. He bagged his bitch out here. I mean, like, what? I mean, game over.
Right, straight up, man. You know,
yeah,
he's always hating, man. So,
they don't, like Pac always said, niggas gonna hate you no matter what.
Straight up.
They gonna hate you no matter what. No matter you do good, you do, they niggas gonna have something negative to say.
Yeah, that's how it go, man. But, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But, you know what I'm saying, he getting his bread.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying, when people ask you, you know what I'm saying, how can I get in the movie, can you help me get in the movie, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So, like, what do you say to them, though? Are they trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, get some info from you?
First, I tell kids they can do anything they want. It's not hard to be an actor or do what I do. It's just how much time you're going to put into it. It's like, yes, they can do it. No, I'm not. No, there's no ifs about it. But it's called dedication and devotion. Once you devote yourself to something, you good. I mean, that's what I tell them. I mean, no matter because there's people that do it wrong, and you can't. They look at, you know, this girl. She don't tell me. With some, you know, some comedy shit. And I'm like, come on, don't disrespect me. Just keep it moving, but don't ever tell me about my shit. I've been doing this too long for you to
right.
not ever do it in life to tell me what the fuck this is. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell me what this is. You can ask me a question, but don't tell me what it is, and you don't know what it is. You're not even close to what it is. But the first thing I tell them is, yes, you can do it. Just do it and not, don't be fake about it. Just do it. It's like
right.
anything else. You want to be able, it's like, nobody ever walks into an airport and be like, hey, man, I think I want to fly the plane. Just get behind the thing and just start. You got to go through the whole necessary steps. You got to take, you know, do what you got to do.
Right, right on.
You don't just get behind the plane and start driving. It's the same thing with this. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Straight up, man. So, you know, say y'all can do it. My man telling y'all can do it, y'all can do it. Just got to put in the work, you know what I'm saying, and go through the whole process, you know what I'm saying, and of that. So that would be cool. So one movie I know that I like that you did was Play, you know what I'm saying, working in that movie. And, like, how was that, though, being on the set with those guys and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just playing that role? Like, how was that for you?
I was cool. I mean, like I said, it was. You must have heard something about that movie or something.
You know, it was a lot going on.
Hilarious, because the dude that played the lead in it did something in Three Strikes.
And he felt
some kind of way, because I think I hit him in the head with a bottle or something in Three Strikes, but it was all scripted. So he felt like, yeah, this was his get back and woo woo. And I was like, oh, this is good. I'm a method actor, so I'm gonna use this. Like, he really felt like, you know, like, yeah, you know, I'm coming up. And there was a scene where I was supposed to choke him. And he told the director, I better not touch him or else or something. And then,
wow.
Yeah. So, of course, I said, okay, get the cameras rolling. So when Oz Scott said, action, I choked
oh, snap.
I choked him for real. Like, yeah. He's like, argh. Like, yeah, what you going to do now?
Oh, man.
Oz was like, cut, we got it. And D-Ray was right there. And D-Ray couldn't stop laughing at the dude. D-Ray was like, ain't you going to save your life?
Dang.
Oh, man, that was, I don't know if you knew about that, but that was hilarious. Yeah, we had fun doing that.
If y'all ever go see that movie, go check it out.
It's in the limo. Yeah, the limo. He was talking, I just
acting for real, like.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Straight up.
What?
Oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying, Big Worm and Friday, man. Like, how was that, man, working with Cube and Chris Tucker and all those guys?
Oh, man, I mean, that, you know, it was like me, you know, back then, me and Chris Tucker was together every day. So us doing a role was like, you know, we going to hang out. We were really just paying rent, to tell you the truth. Like, that's back as a working actor back then. That's how you know you got a role to pay your rent. And you know, we were just really hanging out and, you know, and working with Ice Cube. I always was a fan of Ice Cube. Still a big fan of Ice Cube. And you know, we were just like homies. And we was getting in trouble. They would fire us. Gary Gray would fire us for talking shit on the set. And then he didn't have to hire us back. Like, man, you can't fire us.
Dang.
Yeah, they were there. Every day we would get fired, they hire us back. But it was all love, man. Cube was still dope. Still going to put it out there. You know, DJ Pooh, you know, still one of the realest out there, you know. you know, it's the family, man. I mean, we like to, you know, we like a family. I mean,
right.
Yeah. So you learn a lot from them. You know, Regina is learning and is directing right now. Regina King is directing and writing right now. It's beautiful, man. Don't stop.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? That movie's a classic, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, people still be saying the quotables to this day, you know what I'm saying, from that movie. And, you know what I'm saying, so what you expecting that movie to be, you know what I'm saying, like as big as it was and became like a cult classic, like, did you expect it?
No, me and Chris was like, me and Chris was like, we thought we failed. We were like, man, we're going to never work again. And Chu was, they sent us to Howard to screen the movie. And he was like, man, we thought they was in there booing, but they was in there clapping their hands, like, giving it up.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Dang. That was something, though, man, because it just came and it just hit, you know what I'm saying, because everybody could identify with all characters of the movie, you know what I'm saying? So it just became, like, really dope, man, and everybody appreciated, you know what I'm saying, to still play it, you know what I'm saying, watch it and this and that, man. So there's always going to be a classic, man. So, like, if folks want to hit you up, man, or want to book you, you know what I'm saying, follow you on social media, like, how can they contact you?
I got it's through Doughboy Inc., so I'll just, you know, I mean, most people, they know, I mean, you know, a lot of people on that Twitter stuff don't have no money. They just be bullshit. Hey! I'm like, come on, man. Just keep it pumping. Keep it pushing. Say what's up, you know what I'm saying? Keep it pushing. But, you know, stuff like this is, you know, just like you did. You hit me up. Oh, it's so cool. You know, I try to help anybody try to keep their thing off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My voice going, you, it's all good. I ain't even tripping. I ain't going to be late and play you out like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to give you the real, like, anybody else get it. But Twitter and, yeah, the company is, the books is called Doughboy.
Doughboy. So make sure y'all hit him up, have y'all paper right, you know what I'm saying, and just support the man. He's been doing it for a while, so you're going to get your money's worth, you're going to get your laugh worth, everything, you know what I'm saying. So he's just going to continue to grind it out, man. So, man, what can we expect for that CD to drop, man, your comedy CD?
It's going to drop on the 27th of November, yeah. You can pre-buy it. Tomorrow? No, the 31st is going on pre-sale, and then Black Friday or Black Saturday is when you know, yeah, if you can spread that, that'll be dope. Everybody will go to iTunes or whatever, Amazon, it's called Phase On Live. That's just going to be the audio, which what they used to do when you put your car and drive, run around, listen to it. The video gonna be something. That's gonna be something crazy. I think probably about in Las Vegas or something. I don't know where we gonna shoot that at. I still don't know where.
Yeah,
to shoot
that's
that.
Where I'm at. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm in Las Vegas, so
I want to
do that'll be
cool. Stand up show in like Vegas. You know how they do it every week with you know.
Right.
Yeah, Vegas is important out there. So.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So, like, anything you want to say to the people, man, before we head out?
You know, keep it cool, keep it funky. Oh, yeah, stop fucking with Bill Cosby with that bullshit. That's some real bullshit. You know, people, they keep bringing that bullshit up to my motherfucker raping motherfuckers. That's got to be the most. That's got to be the biggest cover up in rape in the history of rape.
Man, it's crazy. I can really say, man, but, you know, I don't know. I really don't, but it is just a crazy situation, man. But hopefully everything will turn out, but who knows. But it's going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
That's all that I can say, like, dang, but, you know what I'm saying? It, I don't know, but.
In order for that to be true, that means Coca-Cola, Jell-O, and NBC knew about it, and they covered up Ray. So that's what they should really be going after.
They knew the whole time.
If they knew the whole time.
If they knew the whole time,
he was raping people. Then Coca-Cola, Jell-O, and NBC, that's what they should be doing. Because they ain't say shit.
Not one thing.
Yeah.
Not one thing, but you know what I'm saying? We probably hear something later, but you know what I'm saying? We ain't no telling, man. But I just want to say, man, I support you, man. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I can check out one of your shows whenever you hit Vegas and everything will be cool, man. And just God bless. Keep doing your thing, dog.
I appreciate that, homie.
Oh, no problem, dog.
Okay, dog.
All right, man. All right, peace. Yeah, y'all rocking with the homie, you know what I'm saying? Actor, comedian. You know what I'm saying, entrepreneur, everything, man, you know what I'm saying, the homie Faze I love, man, we out, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, we're going to be rocking with E-Term, female hip-hop artist out of Florida, she coming through, man, and we out, peace.